Getting a bit busy time of year for the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra as the season goes on. This is the 31st season, as a matter of fact. Mary Koniger is here this morning along with the maestro. Mary, welcome, and glad to have you here this morning.
Thank you. We appreciate you letting us do this.
You got a busy weekend coming up, this first full weekend in October, and so why don't you kind of give us an overview of what happens on October 7th and 8th.
Prior to the concert, this is something brand new that we're adding in. We're going to have a pre-concert lecture, and a wonderful lady by the name of Ann Thompson is going to be doing that pre-concert lecture. And I first saw her at Houston Grand Opera, and she was doing the lecture there. She was absolutely delightful. You found out the most interesting tidbits. That starts 1 hour prior to the concert, so at 4 p.m. in the Rudder Exhibition Hall. And it's free, of course, so please come on and learn a little bit about the music you'll be hearing. And then after the concert, we're going to be having a dinner upstairs at the University Club. The maestro will be there, of course, and Enon Barnaton, our guest artist. And all our patrons will come up there and have a wonderful buffet dinner. And you can make reservations by calling the University Club. And it's $30. That includes tax and tip. And it's, like I said, it's a great buffet and just a nice way to end the whole evening.
Okay. Marcelo, welcome. Glad to have you here this morning.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Let's talk a little bit about this performance that's coming up on October the 7th.
We are very excited. The orchestra is ready to go. We have the first program that's called European Romance, in which I put together kind of late classical, early romantic and romantic composers, European composers. The first piece is by an Italian composer, Rossini, and is known for operas, but particularly for this one, The Barber of Seville. We're doing just the beginning of that piece, the opening, which is called an overture to the Barber of Seville. It's very sparkling kind of music, very lighthearted. So it's going to be a lot of fun music. After that, we will introduce to this community the Israeli pianist Enon Barnaton, great pianist, young pianist, one of the best of this young generation of pianists. He recently did Oregon, San Francisco, Houston Symphony, and from here he's going to do Chicago Symphony. It's a really high caliber.
Which one of these is not like the other? San Francisco, Chicago, Houston, and Bryan College Station.
That's right.
Yeah. that's outstanding. That really
so
is.
So we're very proud about that. And we will wrap up the evening with a symphony by Brahms, Symphony Number 4.
Now, let's talk for somebody who maybe has never been. How long will this program last, approximately?
The first half will be about 30 minutes, and the second half is about 40 minutes.
Okay.
With an intermission of 15
sure.
minutes.
Every organization has their group inside the group. They're golfers in the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra patronage, just like anybody else. Y'all are going to have a golf tournament, Mary, that's coming up, too.
Absolutely. That's on Monday, October the 8th, and it's going to be out at Pebble Creek. It's going to be a great fun. Allen Honda, of course, is our title sponsor. We're very proud to have their support. And in fact, we will have a hole-in-one prize, and that's going to be a beautiful 2013 Honda. So don't miss that. And like we said, we have two teams still open, so just call the office at 696-6100, and we can get you all set up with a team to play.
And that's next Monday. That's coming
up.
That
is Monday, October 8th.
Let's look ahead for a minute to November.
The November concert's one of the largest programs that we have because we combine the Brazos Valley Chorale, the Century Singers, the A&M Century Singers, and the Brazos Valley Symphony. This year we are doing a fantastic piece of music, Beethoven Symphony Number 9, also known as Ode to Joy. Incredible work, landmark in orchestral literature. So we will be doing that work and bringing back to sing with us Sasha Cook.
Oh.
Who is a local singer, and recently she won the Grammy Award for the best operatic singer. So this is the first time that she's singing after that award, and we are very, very happy singing here we're very happy that she's back with us.
Yeah, appropriate looking for that. Thanks for the time this morning.
The used car market is hot right now, and that's why Allen Honda wants your car regardless of your make or model. And it doesn't matter if you're buying one of their cars or not, they want your car. Of course, their feelings wouldn't be hurt if you bought a car from Allen Honda. But regardless, Allen Honda has a huge demand for used cars. So take your car, truck, motorcycle, or SUV today to Allen Honda at Southwest Parkway and Highway 6 and just see what they have to offer. No pressure, no hype, and a great buying or selling experience. Allen Honda has your Honda. 979-696-2424.
844, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Going back to the news, I mean, this Darby guy, I mean, he wants to raise the price of registering your vehicle by $50.
A bucket load.
Sounded like.
That's the kind of thing they charge in California and Connecticut. You know, we don't need to be doing that here. I mean, I understand it, though. I mean, the idea, much the same as, oh, I don't know, if you wanted to renovate or build a new football stadium, making the people who buy the tickets pay for it. I mean, that's...
That makes sense that way.
That
you're
makes
right.
more sense sure. than having the students pay
well,
for it.
Well, probably true. But the people who drive cars use the roads.
Yep.
If you don't drive a car, you don't... Basically, you don't use the road.
Because the road does not go on forever,
no.
And the party is going to end.
Yeah, the party will end. And so, I guess that's... Well, and again, what we had talked about and is that there's $18 billion in indebtedness already... The state of Texas is already on the hook for when it comes to highways. And every time I have an opportunity to talk to somebody running for political office on the state level, ask them how we're going to get rid of this. I mean, we're going to have to. And, you know, you take that problem and you multiply it times about a bajillion, and that's what our problem is nationally
right.
as well. I mean, if you're going to use the credit card, you got to pay it off eventually.
Yep.
You can't just act like it's not there. And so we've done that. They floated the bonds for the highways and all that, but we've also got maintenance and operation that has to go on with existing roads, and we are going to be building more roads.
So. Have you ever heard the quote by Milton Friedman?
Okay.
If you put the federal government in charge of the Sahara Desert in 5 years, there'd be a shortage of sand.
No, very nice. Yeah, yeah. He doesn't say that anymore because he's dead, but yeah, before that. The next time you buy a carton of eggs, choose one from below the cold line. The cold line is painted on the wall there in the dairy section cooler.
Really?
Yep, it's there to guide retailers as to where to stop stocking. Okay,
oh.
Don't stack it above that. Anything above the cold line is not going to be properly cooled.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So when buying eggs, most shoppers grab a carton from the top. They open it up and they look for cracks, right?
Sure.
Probably all three of us grab from the lower area anyway.
Well, I'm not sure. That could well be, but what they're saying is all too often.
See, none of us are that tall.
Well, now there's no reason that you have to go into any detail. You could have been subtle about that.
Okay.
But what they're saying is all too often the top layer of the eggs is above the cold line and the eggs inside have been sweating. Really?
Well, as not a non-egg eater, I'm not that concerned.
There you
I just
go.
Want to
Don't
put out there, too, that.
That
eggs, if it's fresh from a chicken, if it's not been washed off, ruining the... because eggs, when a chicken lays an egg, it naturally has a sealant on the outside. And because Americans want it all clean,
yeah.
they clean it off and that sealant comes off. And
yeah.
that's why eggs have to be refrigerated. But if your eggs are straight from a chicken, you don't have to refrigerate it for like 40 days.
Oh, okay. Well...
Just putting that out there.
Thank you, Ellie Mae.
All right.
I go ahead
All right.
and I don't keep chickens. Haven't done that in a while. I don't think the dachshunds would go for it much, nor would the chickens, really.
Probably well, not.
I'll bring just... you some free-range eggs.
No,
if you like.
Really,
We've
it's okay.
We've got green, cause... brown, and
yeah,
white.
That's okay. It's not
green?
Yeah, green eggs from yeah. Araucanas.
Okay. Figuring,
and
I
or
mean,
Americanas.
I hate to say I don't know where they've been, but in a way that I do, but you know what I'm saying.
They've been in a chicken's nest.
Pretty good idea where they've been.
Yeah. Okay, when it comes time to sell your old car, you probably want it to go fast. There are a few tricks to try to increase the odds of selling. I don't mean car go fast down the road. I mean car go fast off Craigslist or whatever. First of all, find a flaw, any flaw, and add it to the description. People are suspicious of a deal that sounds too good to be true, and you'll come across as more trustworthy if you mention some ding or defect that's there, okay? One that doesn't affect performance.
Sure.
I mean, if you put sawdust in the transmission, you might not want to mention that. Also, be sure to take your personal items out of the car before showing it. Duh. You want the buyer to be able to envision their stuff in there rather than your junk.
So it's like selling your home.
Yeah, something like that. Try to hide the stuff that's
true. Probably shouldn't light a candle in your car.
Well, that's probably true, yeah. Fine, or bake cookies. but finally, your car's aroma can be a make it or break it on the deal. The most popular scents to have in your car are coffee, vanilla, or new car leather. Stash one of those little deals under the stage.
One of my smells I hate.
That would put you off.
I do not like the smell of new cars.
Well, again, if it's a 1984 Dodge Dart, the new car thing ain't going to work.
Probably
not.
I'm
Frank Frisco, market president for American Momentum Bank. It's time that you got your money moving forward. It's time you got momentum. One of the ways that American Momentum Bank is moving faster is with remote deposit. Now you can bank from the comfort of your home or office without the hassle of dealing with traffic. With remote deposit from American Momentum Bank, all you need is a scanner, a computer, and an internet connection. Simply scan your checks and deposit them directly to your American Momentum account, day or night, any hour, even weekends, so your money is in your account and ready to use faster. That's what it's like to have momentum on your side. And American Momentum Bank offers a full line of banking services for both your personal and business banking needs. American Momentum Bank's leadership lives and works here, too. That means local leadership, local bankers, and local service. Move forward now at AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Reese about sleep intervention. Comfort Keepers Aaron Collins is with us, and we're going to speak with Dermatologue about our complexion. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. 8:51, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Singer R.B. Greaves has died. New York Times reports he passed away last week at the age of 68. Take a Letter, Maria.
Yep.
You remember that from a long time ago. Peaked at number two back in 1969. He also had a minor hit with Burt Bacharach and Hal David's Always Something There to Remind Me, which was a pretty good song. He was Sam Cooke's nephew, by the way. Garth Brooks hanging up the old hat there in Sin City when his Las Vegas deal runs out after six more concerts in November at the Wynn. Steve Wynn had convinced Garth to come out of retirement in 2009 by buying him a jet. That's what he did. Tickets are $225 each if you want to go see him. But, you know, he's been here. So
He's talked about when his kids are out of school picking it back up.
Yeah.
He and Tricia.
It'd be interesting. He won't be able to climb around on the poles and all that kind of stuff anymore. Because, you know, if you've seen him, he's about 40 feet off the air, off the floor when he gets started. It's a pretty, it was a pretty dynamic show that he did.
For a country show, it was a heck of a show.
Yep. A tense moment in Akron, Ohio yesterday. Somebody found an aluminum rod at the city hall with the word kaboom on it.
Oh, gosh.
That's not good. The Brazos Valley Bomber mascot was not anywhere nearby. Yes, thank you. The place was evacuated, but after Akron Police, Fire Bureau, and
Bomb Squad.
Yeah, those people in the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms people, ATF. That's it. They were all there. They cleared the scene. Turned out the rod actually was a man's walking stick, and his legal name is Kaboom.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it looks like Kaboom's walking stick here. You know.
Hey, well, we got for a break for just a second. The manatee story we talked about the last couple of mornings?
Oh, yeah.
I found her picture.
Did you? And? Yeah,
and they're photographed riding the manatee.
Really?
And it's on our Facebook page.
Oh, excellent.
Pretty lady, is she?
She's on our Facebook page.
Okay. Fills the frame, you're saying.
What does being pretty or not being pretty have to do with
just
one's
asking.
Ability
let's,
to ride
let's,
on a manatee?
Let's just say the manatee knew she was there.
All right, there we go. Okay. While performing routine sewer line inspections, city workers in Pittsburgh, Kansas, came across some items you don't see every day in the sewer. There was a TV, a microwave, and even a kitchen sink. Well, there you go. While the TV and microwave were easily removed, the sink, not so much. Wedged into the line, and the city may have to dig up a big O section of the street to remove it.
Wow.
Stupid sports side note.
Yeah.
Sports team in Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Yeah.
The Gorillas.
Really?
Pittsburgh State Gorillas. I played them in college.
That's, didn't a coach used to coach here, coach up there?
Yes,
right?
he did.
Okay,
That'd be him.
Police in Oxford, Ohio were sent to two next-door fraternity houses associated with the Miami University of Ohio there. On the report of firearm sounding, officers say that the two houses got into some sort of a war, but they were using fireworks. Only problem, it was 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, man!
Yeah, because the students wouldn't hand over the fireworks. Officers got search warrants. They found the fireworks and drugs. Why would you not turn the fireworks over? Because
they were drunk.
I'm thinking, yeah, I'm
at
thinking,
5:30
you know,
in the morning, they were hammered.
I don't know. If I were drunk, I don't know that I would want to be exploding fireworks. Do you think that's going to help you at all? You're going to feel better because of that?
Hey, let's get the Roman candles and we'll have some fun with the five maidens across the street. This would be great.
Scott, you know how drunks are notorious for making good decisions.
Yeah, that's right. Well, there it is. And again, not letting the police find that. I guess letting them have the fireworks. They found the drugs.
They were all possessed by Foster Brooks.
Honey, can you pass the peas?
How many peas are you looking to get?
Never mind. Just pass me the carrots.
What can I do to get you into these peas?
Quit trying to sell me the peas.
Hey, test drive a pea and I'll throw in a pork chop.
If you're a car salesman, we have good news. The economy is on the upturn. Check out AggielandHelpWanted.com. We have hundreds of local jobs, including jobs for car salesmen.
How about undercoating? I can throw in a butter sauce. There's no better time to eat peas than right now.
It's a deal. I'll take the peas.
Post your resume in minutes for free. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Ray Benson, the 2011 Texan of the Year and founder of Asleep at the Wheel, is coming to the Brazos Valley. MSC Opus presents the 9-time Grammy winner in a rare solo concert, Thursday night, October the 11th, in Rudder Theater.
Headed for the States with the bag on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the rickety-clack. Hear the lonesome whistles, see the smoke from the stack. They pal around with Democratic fellas named Max. So take me right back to the track. Jack, choo-choo.
Tickets are selling fast. Call 845-1234 or buy online at mscopus.org.
Take me right back to the track, Jack.
The Intimate Gathering Series is sponsored by Sterling Auto Group, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, and First Victoria National Bank. Don't miss Ray Benson, presented by Opus, Thursday, October the 11th in Rudder Theater. Call 845-1234.
It's almost custom lip color. We call it Almost Lipstick. And during Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, it's free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Choose Black Honey or Flirty Honey. Sheer color melds with your lips for a shade that's yours alone. You'll also take home a coordinating color palette, our famous Golden Moisturizer, and other fall favorites free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. In all, that's a $65 value. Don't miss Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattlers.
Hey, a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Speaking of fraternities, the most popular beers in the world. Most popular beers in the world. Asahi.
Yeah. Nice tie-in.
Thank you. Asahi, which is the Japanese beer, is number 10.
Good beer.
Yeah, Brahma from Brazil is number 9. Miller Lite, ooh, number 8. Coors Light, number 7.
Okay.
Heineken, number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Skoll. Skoll is a beer name.
Are
Skoll,
you serious?
Huh?
All I know is Skoll the dip and Skoll the mouthwash.
Skoll the beer. Number 4, Corona. Number 3, Budweiser. Number 2, Bud Light. And number 1, now, it's a new number 1, is Snow, which is the Chinese beer.
Guinness isn't in this list?
No, not worldwide.
No, a lot of people don't like Guinness.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They're silly, but...
But Bud, and Snow, I think, is brewed by Miller. I think they got a piece of that.
I think
that
Miller
brewery.
Owns pretty much all of them.
Yeah, that's well, but you got Bud. You know, Bud Dunn. Bud is InBev.
You
that's
know,
that's pretty big.
They serve Guinness in old folks' homes in Ireland because it's so high in vitamin B.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't know. That's not me. But there are people who like it. But it's again. But I'm a beer wimp. I can't drink beer.
Scott, the beer wimp.
I am. I mean, you know, I already know it. I mean, you start getting these heavy beers. Nah, I can't do that. That's a little bit too much. All right. Here's on this date in history.